I'm Katia Adler from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the US election and the huge sums of money, billions of dollars being spent by Republicans and Democrats hoping to win in November. Who's donating the cash? And what impact does it all have on American democracy? The Global Story brings you fresh takes and smart perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Sorry, Alice, but you're saying that George has admitted all of this?
It sounds mad, but yeah.
Why the hell? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
And then he blames you. What a coward.
Well, I passed out, hadn't I, so...
That's such a cruel thing to do to someone and to keep up such a horrific lie for so long.
I know, yeah. I'm sorry to come round this early, Fallon, but I wanted to tell you myself.
Of course. No, sit down. I'll get another cup. I'm really glad you did, because I'd never have believed it.
No.
Let me just text Chelsea to open up. Help yourself to tea. There's no way that I'm going into work until I've understood all this properly.
I wanted to tell Harrison myself, too, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course it is. He's on nights, but he'll be back any minute.
Well, I thought he might have heard at work.
Oh, no, they're not allowed to talk to him about it, and he hasn't said anything, so... Oh, my goodness, Alice! I am so incredibly relieved!
Yeah, so, basically, I won't be going to prison.
Oh, goodness.
I know it sounds tragic, but, yeah, I've been sort of crying myself to sleep most nights. Yeah, for weeks now.
I can imagine.
Last night was the first time I dozed off with a dry pillow. And I know everyone hated me for pleading not guilty, but I just felt I was totally convinced in here, you know, that I would never have driven in that state.
Well, you were right.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get to say this, but, well, yeah, I was.
And the return to societies and clubs?
What do you fancy? Hey, if there's a real ill one, me and your ma could come along help with that.
We were thinking about chess.
Chess? Brad, they broke the mould with you.
Anyway, when do you need me tomorrow, Jazzer?
After work, Alistair said. He's redecorating Greenacres and he needs help shifting the furniture.
That's fine, because I'm meeting my personal tutor after lunch, so I'll be back from uni by then.
Personal tutor, eh? And they look out for you?
That's the idea.
Hang on a bit, what's this?
Hey?
I've just seen something. Wow! That is one big sunflower.
You are?
I'm telling you, that's the tallest sunflower I've seen in my life.
A barrow, you mean?
No, just up for the road behind some bushes. I'm taking a picture now, you'll be amazed.
Loads of farmers grow sunflowers nowadays.
Aye, for overwinter bird feed. But this shin, wow! Have you got my pick yet?
Yeah, just coming through, hang on.
What do you reckon?
That looks massive.
It's a whopper, I'm telling you. That is one prize-winning sunflower.
Prize-winning? Only if you enter it in something.
Not true enough, but the flowering produce must be coming up.
Probably. I think Chelsea said Fallon's getting involved again this year.
Is she? I'll ask her.
Do you even go to the flowering produce show, let alone enter anything?
I've entered stuff before.
And when was that?
A few years back. I entered the men-only bread-making category.
Bread-making? You're kidding. And did you win?
Oliver did, as it happens.
Oh, right.
And the prof won most interesting entry.
Mm. And where did you come? Bottom?
No way.
And where did you come, then?
It was a travesty.
So you did come bottom.
There isn't any bottom, is there? And my loaf was delicious, if you must know. Well-proportioned, with a sweet, nutty flavour.
Right, but you didn't win.
No, because I got disqualified.
Disqualified? Oh, wait till I tell Chels.
Maybe you said you couldn't use a bread maker.
You used a bread maker?
But this sunflower here, Brad, this is going to put everything right. At last, I'll be holding a much-deserved first prize.
If you say so. Oh. Disqualified.
There you are. Is it true?
What? Is it true, you little hen? Is it true?
What?
Tell me.
What are you doing, Harrison?
Tell me.
You can't come in. Dad's boarded.
Is it true?
Were you driving? It can't be allowed for you to come in here.
What happened, George? You tell me, or I won't be able to respond to what I might do.
I was trying to help Alice.
It's your fault Mick's car went into the river.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, it was an accident.
You killed my baby.
I didn't mean to.
My wife nearly drowned.
I saved her. I pulled her out, Harrison. Please, listen
and
to
we
me.
Thanked you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please, please, stop. I'm sorry.
Do you even know where you've gone?
I mean, Kenton got him a special pint glass.
Yeah.
I remember Mum saying it was sweet that George was so modest, you know, after all that hero stuff. She expected him to get all cocky, but he never did. Because all the time we were bigging him up, he was lying through his teeth. Have you seen him yet?
George? No. No, I don't want to. I really don't. I'm probably not allowed to.
No.
I suppose I'm feeling quite kind of detached. In a way, like it's happening to someone else.
Which bit?
All of it.
You must want to find out why. I know I do. He's caused so much trouble for you.
He's a kid, Alan.
Still, you won't have even begun to process it yet.
I'll worry about George Grundy when I'm ready, and not before. And anyway, I did still cause it.
How do you mean?
Well, if I hadn't been drunk in my car...
You didn't have to frame you.
My drinking put me in that car. I have to take some responsibility.
I get that.
And I'm so sorry, Fallon.
I know you are, but it was George's fault I ended up in that river.
He got you out.
Yeah, but...
Chris and Emma had a horrendous fallout yesterday.
Oh, poor Em.
Susan and Neil... It's like they've been hit by a bus.
You shouldn't be worrying about any of that, Alice. Hey, what did your dad say and everyone else?
Well, Kate and Adam are massively relieved, obviously, and Lillian. Dad and Miranda are on a jolly in Lincolnshire.
Very nice.
They went to Burley horse trials and now Dad's at some kind of ag tech demo nearby.
But you told him?
Well, I said the charges had been dropped.
Right, so he doesn't know about George?
Not yet, no. I spoilt his last holiday when I pleaded not guilty. I don't want to ruin another.
I guess I'll find out soon enough. I'm not sure how Harrison's going to react, you know?
No?
No, he's been a bit, I'm really not sure how he'll take it.
You left it on the kitchen table.
I'm always doing that. Hannah's fed up. We haven't shared our lunch with me.
Mum sent a packet of crisps as well. Better head off now to get to uni.
Ah, she's a gem. What you got today?
There's an introduction to data science lecture.
Sounds fascinating. What time's the bus?
15 minutes. So hopefully Robert Snell will have finished by then.
Finished what?
Boring for England with his dog poo display.
You're joking me.
He's collected all the dog poo bags that people have hung on trees and tossed in edges.
Aye, why do people do that?
And piled them up on the village green with a big sign saying no dumping.
That's quite funny for Robert. Is anybody stopping him?
He's got his high-vis on. You can do what you want in a high-vis.
True enough.
Anyway, I never saw your flower when I come past.
No, because I've hidden it. I'm guaranteed to win, I'm telling you.
So there is a tallest sunflower category?
Bounty bee.
It sounds a bit random. You've checked with Fallon?
Well, she's no answering.
I guess with it growing wild, you're okay to enter it.
It's not exactly wild.
Eh?
It's on Brookfield land, innit?
Is it?
That was the back of their orchard.
So, in fact, it's Brookfield sunflower.
It's finders keepers is what it is, and it's my golden ticket to victory. Have you not got a bus to catch?
Oh, yeah. See you later.
Sorry, Alice. Let me just reply to Jazza, then he'll stop bugging me.
He's okay, is he?
He's asking about flower and produce categories, of all things.
Oh, Jazza?
I know, but... There, I forwarded him the whole list. That should shut him up.
Well, I wouldn't bet on it.
Ah, finally, Harrison!
In here. Alice has got some news. Harrison?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Alice wants to say something. You all right?
Harrison?
You look whacked.
The charges against me have been dropped.
All of them. They've all gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I overheard a few things at work, but then they won't tell me anything else, so...
So...
I went to the horse's mouth.
Sorry? Have you...
You've seen George?
I went round.
Harrison!
I needed to know if it were true.
He answered the door to you?
Will's garden gear were wide open.
Hang on, you went into Will Grundy's garden?
George were eating his breakfast.
What did he say?
I guess he couldn't deny it, could he?
Harrison!
And then, I mean, obviously I asked him why.
Yeah?
And he didn't... He didn't really answer, because... I think he was too scared.
Scared? Oh, no. Please, don't tell me.
What did you do?
No, I didn't... Look, I don't...
Please don't say you hurt him, for crying out loud! You're on a final warning at work!
No. Look, I didn't hurt him. I suppose I sort of came to my senses in time, you know.
So George isn't hurt?
No.
You promised me you did not hurt him.
Love, I promise you, he's fine.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Yeah.
What the hell were you playing at going round there?
Well, I didn't really think...
Actually, do you know what? I better get to work. Sorry, Alice, but I can't leave Chelsea on her own too long.
No, it's fine.
Oh, love, please.
I need a bit of space, OK?
Love!
So I'll see you both later.
Sure.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
Me neither. Except to say I am so, so sorry... You know, for all the trouble and the pain that I've caused you. Oh. I realise all you've ever done is try and help me. You even put your job on the line to protect me and Martha from getting in a car with Harry.
Alice,
no, please, let me finish, because I need to say this, OK? It's been killing me and I need to say it.
OK.
You've been such a good friend to me, you and Fallon. I am truly, truly sorry. Harrison...
I don't know why you're being so nice to me.
Nice? This is me being honest. Although, I am quite a nice person, believe it or not. Deep down, anyway. Can we maybe start again?
Oh, I've been so vile to you, Alice, and none of it was your fault.
No, some of it was. We both know that.
Please, can we be friends again?
I'd really like that.
Oh, I've missed you.
I've missed you too.